Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are previewing President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. Donald Trump takes the oath of office next week, Monday, January 20th, to become the 47th President of the United States. It is a historic return to power for a man who in just over 9 years reshaped the Republican Party in an increasingly divided country. VOA's Tina Trin looks at Trump's political comeback.
Donald Trump says he was reelected with a, quote, unprecedented and powerful mandate from American voters.
I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve.
Trump's return to power is part of his unwillingness to take no for an answer.
I think what you see is somebody who has incredible confidence in his own intuition.
Russ Buettner and Suzanne Craig are New York Times investigative reporters and co-authors of Lucky Loser, an unflattering look at how Trump fashioned himself into a self-made billionaire.
He has not, since the early 80s, really trusted people who have subject area expertise in almost anything. He will always overrule them to make things the way he wants them to turn out.
Trump's buildings were emblazoned with his name in large gold letters, a brash display of his ambition and self-promotion.
He was worth $200 million when he would talk. It was the interview he gave to the New York Times, and that grew to $1 billion when he was talking to 60 Minutes a decade later.
Trump excelled at drawing attention and cultivating a brand for himself as a deal maker. He made millions licensing his name. But behind the success were troubles. His companies filed for bankruptcy 6 times. His casinos lost money and were shuttered. Trump rebounded with his TV show, The Apprentice, which led to his biggest role yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially running for President of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
Unapologetic and unfiltered, Trump was a polarizing nationalist candidate.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
As president, Trump appointed 3 Supreme Court justices who helped overturn federal abortion rights.
The U.S. death toll now above 150,000.
In early 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic tested Trump. He fast-tracked the development of life-saving vaccines, but he also appeared to suggest that scientists study injecting bleach to kill the virus. With over 9 million Americans infected and a death toll exceeding 230,000, voters that November chose Joe Biden as their next president. Out of office, Trump faced multiple criminal indictments and is the first former president to be a convicted felon. And yet, he has never been more popular. Surviving 2 assassination attempts this year has only strengthened the bond between him and his supporters.
God has a plan for Trump, and he absolutely was spared for some purpose and reason, and hopefully it's to become the 47th president.
American politics has never been the same since Donald Trump entered the field, and the man who once co-authored The Art of the Comeback is returning to power after engineering one of the biggest in American history. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance rose from humble beginnings. He grew up in a struggling industrial town in the Midwestern state of Ohio. He went on to attend an Ivy League school and now will be one of the youngest vice presidents in the history. VOA senior Washington correspondent Caroline Presutti takes us back to his roots.
Happy birthday, J.D. Vance minutes after he was elected as Vice President of the United States.
After the greatest political comeback in American history, we're going to leave the greatest economic comeback in American history under Donald Trump's leadership.
This stage is a long way from the back roads of Middle America. Jackson, Kentucky isn't where Vance was born, but this is where he calls home.
Now, when I proposed to my wife, I said, honey, I come with $120,000 worth of law school debt and a cemetery plot on a mountainside in eastern Kentucky.
Grandmother Bonnie Blanton Vance.
Vance's grandmother was known as Mama.
He always came down here with Mama, and she would bring him to the mountains to let him see what mountain life was, and he evidently liked it.
Vance was born here in Middletown, Ohio, and raised mainly by his strict Mama, who cursed a lot and kept 19 loaded handguns in the house. With his stepfather's last name, J.D. Hamill won his first election, ironically as vice president of his Middletown high school class. He served as a Marine and then graduated summa cum laude from The Ohio State University. Then on to Yale, where Vance clicked with fellow law student Usha Chilakode, his future wife. Vance became known nationally through his 2016 bestseller-turned-movie, Hillbilly Elegy, about working-class America. It stars Glenn Close as a blunt mama to a young J.D.
But you got to decide, you want to be somebody or not.
With the support of then-former President Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the boy from Ohio who loves Kentucky, was elected as a senator from Ohio. And a quick 2 years later,
J.D. Vance to be the next vice president of the United States.
Trump chose Vance as his running mate, but he got off to a rough start, having previously called Trump, quote, reprehensible, and having claimed to be, quote, a never Trump guy. Now, Vance's policies reflect Trump's. And when asked, did the former president lose the 2020 election?
No. I think there are serious problems in 2020. So did Donald Trump lose the election? Not by the words that I would use.
Vance is hawkish on China and East Asia, opposes military aid to Ukraine, and...
Ma'am.
In answer to my question on the Israel-Hamas conflict,
Kamala Harris on the one hand says that she really cares about civilian casualties, and yet she refuses to give Israel the weapons that allow them to minimize civilian casualties.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Vance, at age 40, will be the third youngest vice president in history.
Let's get to work and make it happen.
Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Zimbabweans, like the rest of the world, are closely following U.S. politics and have mixed views over the incoming American president who takes over from President Joe Biden on Monday. A Zimbabwean politician, Professor Love Momaduku, and Mr. Kelvin Moyo of the Victoria Falls Combined Residents Association have this to say about Trump's presidency.
Well, I think as far as I know, the Zimbabwe-U.S. relations have never been affected by a change in the presidency. And so I do not expect that the coming of Donald Trump will in itself mean any major policy shift. It might actually mean, of course, less focus in some respects, where Trump might not even be interested as much as the previous regime. But these relations have not changed. Remember that the coming of President Trump is not new. He was there before. We know his first 4 years. And then we then, of course, anticipate the next 4 years. We do not expect much. Zimbabwe is not such an important country in American eyes to the extent that I would expect major changes. That's the way I would see it. Well, I think we find the American model always a very good model in terms of power transfer. I want to quickly say whatever happened in the last time when that so-called January 6th problem or the January 6th demonstrations, they didn't really affect the substance of power transfer, which is peaceful. Once an election has taken place and the people have spoken, the Americans will respect the voice of the people. And you'd expect that things will go exactly in accordance with how the votes went. Once the election result has been announced, it will become the real determining factor. So we would want that.
Mbonangani, America, singathi ile mature democracy. Nxa sitsho ukuthi mature democracy, siyabe sitsho ukuthi whether ngama-democrats aku-government kumbe ngama-republicans, ama-policies abo a-change kakhulu as far as i-foreign policy is concerned. So akukho okuningi esingaku-expecta to change from America ngendlela esibona ngayo kumbe esisebenziselana ngayo. But esikubongayo thina le ngikuloyisayo ukuthi u-president Trump ongenileyo lo ungani ulo ufuna ukubisa ubuntu ebantwini ukuthi is bringing trying to bring back the moral fabric ekade ingeke yaba khona nxa kuyukuthi ama-democrats akhontinuwe kumbe awinile. Njalo thina lesibongela ukuthi i-transition abayenzileyo elokuzeni e-America yokuthi i-hand over take over epha iyasifundisa lathi ukuthi in an event yokuthi likhona ibandla eliyabe liwinile eZimbabwe, kuyabe kumele linikwe lalo ithuba lokuthi linjani libuse ngendlela ngethuba abayabe liphiwe. I think kuyinto esiloyisayo ukuthi ngabe isenzakala not only eZimbabwe but Africa as a whole on the world over.
That was Zimbabwean politician Professor Love Momaduku and Mr. Kelvin Moyo of the Victoria Falls Combined Residents Association speaking to VOA correspondents in Zimbabwe. To discuss the U.S. 47th President's inauguration, we are joined by political analyst Mr. Kudakwashe Bejana on Skype. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bejana.
Thank you, Mr. Ngule. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. We also have on the line Mr. Washington Jamela, who is based in Chicago. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jamela.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mulder.
Thank you. We'll start with you, Mr. Bejana. What are your expectations for Monday? We know a lot of people are looking forward to this day. Your expectations?
The new president will be inaugurated. Donald Trump returns to power as the 47th president of the United States. We expect that after his oath of office, he will go straight to the White House, and he is expected to sign a significant number of very important executive orders that will establish the tone, the pace, and the attitude of his second administration. So on the agenda for President Trump is on the top of the agenda is his economic agenda. President Trump promised that he was going to do everything within his power to fight inflation. He promised that he was going to do everything in his power to bring back economic growth to the United States, to create more jobs with higher wages for the American workers. President Trump also ran on securing the southern border, the border between the United States and Mexico. Amongst other things, these are the major things that President Trump will try to make sure that he establishes the tone for starting on Monday.
Thank you, Mr. Pejana. Mr. Jamela, there was an attempt on the president-elect's life during the campaigns. Are we likely to see any change in our protocols during this year's inauguration just to step up security a bit?
I am very sure that they've been working very, very diligently to make some security changes in preparations for this very, very important and divisive, you know, to some people, new administration that's coming in. So security is definitely a high priority.
Thank you, Mr. Jamela. Vabejana, from the priorities Mataura that President-elect Trump spoke about during his campaigns, where do you see the issue of immigration leaving Africa-U.S. Relations, in particular maybe Zimbabwe? How are we likely to see that relationship playing off from during President Trump's administration?
Well, generally speaking, Zimbabwe and the United States do not have an immigration problem together. The immigration problem that the United States has been suffering from is that of the southern border between the United States and Mexico. So that border, as you know, has been wide open for a long period of time. Besides some natural barriers like mountains and so forth, there is no physical barrier between the United States and Mexico. So it's very important for people to understand that it's not so much that the Trump administration and the Trump team is xenophobic. That's not the case. The case is that if the border is wide open as it is, it causes a lot of humanitarian concerns, especially that of child trafficking, women trafficking, and also, generally speaking, who would want for people to just enter their country without knowing who they are and where they come from? That also has led to a significant wave of migrant crime, because a lot of criminals from South America and even from Africa and China have been entering through the southern border, coming in to the United States and causing some real problems. We also have drug cartels in Mexico and in South America. There is a big industry of organized crime. So they've been sneaking in, importing very dangerous, harmful drugs like fentanyl through the southern border. And those drugs have wreaked significant humanitarian havoc on general American citizens. You know, we have a drug epidemic in the United States, especially in the Rust Belt states. We have a lot of people that are suffering from drug problems and drug abuse. And if you trace where those drugs are coming in from, they're coming through the southern border. So this is a task that I hope, I know that President Trump is going to be tackling very seriously, because he's going to have a new FBI director. He's also going to have to actually even consider using some military resources to ensure that he fights those drug cartels and other forms of organized cartels as well, who have been profiteering from wreaking humanitarian havoc on American citizens due to the open border.
Thank you, Mr. Pejana. Baba Jamela limzwile lapha uPejana okhuluma ngokuthi ngodaba lokuthi uMnumzana Trump yikwini aza kuqakathekisa ngesikhathi engena ke esikhundleni. Sikhangela udaba lwabokuza. Ngikuleze thembiso na aziphayo ebantwini ngesikhathi ekhankasa ukuthi abe ekhethwa, elibona sengathi kasoze enelise ukuthi azigcwalisise izethembiso, elibona ngani wethembisa okukhulu ukwedlula lakho angenelise ukuthi akugcwalisise njengomongameli?
Njengoba vele sisazi ukuthi kuma-campaign kulezi thembiso eziningi ezijwayele ukukhulunywa, uthembise kakhulu indaba yona le ebikhulunywa e-immigration leyo, e-southern border.
njalo eyabantu bokuza in general ngokubona kwami mina ngibona ngani kuzaba lokudana okukhulu ebantwini sikakhulu abalandeli bakhe abacabanga ukuthi indaba le yabantu bokuza indaba elula kayilula ngabe ilula vele ngabe kudala bayiqeda kayilula ngoba inesisusa njalo iphinde ibe ne advantage futhi kubona labo abantu abala nama companies lapha. So kunje nje sikhuluma ngabantu bokuza abasebenza imisebenzi engafunwa ngabantu bala. Abantu balapha sibajwayele i-technology, bajwayele i-service industry, ebaqhubela izinto ezandleni. Ukuthi amafutha abawadlayo avela ngaphi, alinywe ngubani, akhiwa ngubani ezihlahleni vele kabakwazi. So ungavuka ududule bonke abantu labo abasebenza emaplazini besenza lezo zinto, umsebenzi lowo uzokwenziwa ngubani. So ngokubona kwami kulezethembiso lokukhangelelwa ngabantu kuzobala lokho esithi ngesilungu i-reality. I-reality yikho azobhada khona njengoba wabhada ku-4 years ezandlulayo lezana esikhathe ngu-president. Angithi wayethe uzokwakha umduli i-Mexico iwubhadalele lowo mduli. Lowo mduli kazange wakhiwe nje okwelibanga okufitshane njalo i-Mexico ayizange ibhadale lutho. Kunje nje akasakhulumi ngawo lowo mduli, akasakhulumi nangeMexico ukuthi izobhadalwa ngoba uyazi ukuthi akulula. Okokuqala, ukuguqula umthetho we-immigration akusonto elula kuleli lizwe, akusonto elula. Njalo imajini anayo e-Congress la kuSenate incane kakhulu ukuthi eminye imithetho esingathi imithetho e-serious idinga okuthiwa yi-super majority, you know, efika ku-60 votes ku-Senate. So i-60 votes leyo akalayo njalo kasozayithole ngoba ama-Democrats asozahambelani lapho khona lokhu abe kuzama. Kodwa-ke indaba kubuye futhi kubona labo abantu bokuza kulama-visa lawo kuthiwa ama-H1B visas. Mina nginjenje ngabuya ngaye H1B visa kulelizwe. So nama visa anikezwa ama high skilled workers. So ama companies lawa nabantu abamsupportile uTrump ngesikhathi campaigner baqhatha kakhulu abantu abama H1B visa. Ngoba you are going baphuma besiye emazweni bedobha the highly skilled people kulawo mazwe baletha la. Andiyabona. So now ukuthi kuthiwe amavisa lawo akasoze abe khona Elon Musk laba asoze bakuvuma khona lokho. So into leyo sike yahluphanyana kancane kungani sethe ukuhlehlela emuva already uTrump ngendaba yonaleyo. So ukudana kuzoba kukhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Jamela ngokuchaza khonapho. Vabhejana vaJamela vari kutaura nyaya yekuti pane zvimwe zvakavimbiswa navaTrump zvavanogona kunge vachizotadza kuzadzikisa sezvo zvimwe zvavakavimbisa tichitarisa panyaya yeimmigration zvinhu zvinogona kukanganisa upfumi hwenyika vaJamela vari kutaura nyaya yekuti kune mabasa asingade kuitwa nevanhu vari muno muAmerica kana kuti maAmericans ekuti anoitwa nevanhu ivavo vanenge vachiuya vamwe zvisiri pamutemo. Saka vari kuti hongu zvine zvazvakanakira kuti vanhu vavange vachibviswa, asi zvinogona kukanganisa zvekare upfumi uyezve zvichigona kukanganisa mamwe makambani vakataura zvekare nezvenyaya yemaH1B visas vachiti anogona kukanganisa zvekare makambani kana kuti vanhu vane makambani mahombe naizvozvo vachiti vamwe vanhu vakavhotera vaTrump vanogona kuzovhiringikawo vachiona zvavakatarisira zvisisiri kuitika. Munozvionawo sei?
Well, I would say that I think people have to understand the
the power of the presidency. A president is a very, very powerful figure in the American constitutional framework. The president, according to the theory of the separation of powers, the president has almost equal powers with the Congress, which has, you know, the Senate and the House, and the president also has almost equal powers with the judiciary, the Supreme Court. So the president can wield significant power to direct the course of events. And if you study history, you see that presidents have done this in the past. So I think on President Trump's agenda, his Make America Great Again movement has been, you know, embracing some libertarian attitudes. They want less government involved in the affairs of people, and they also want the government to, where it intervenes, to actually do pro-American policies, pro-American laws, and have pro-American agendas. I'd expect that this would be the case if we had a better government in Zimbabwe. Every country is hell-bent on securing its national interest and its national economic interests. So this is what he has said he's going to do. And whether I like it or I do not, I'm not unfamiliar with the power of the presidency. So we do hope that he succeeds, because that's what the American people overwhelmingly voted for. They did not vote for their president to fail. They voted for him based on the promises that he made. Personally speaking, I'd love for him to be able to tackle inflation. I'd love for him to be able to rein in government spending, to make sure that the government spends what is budgeted for, so that we don't end up with large deficits, so that we don't end up with inflation as well. He has also promised that he's going to drill more oil and refine more oil. So we hope that that is going to reduce energy costs and transportation costs, which, as you know, are embedded in almost every cost of any product that we consume. So I hope President Trump succeeds, because if he succeeds, America succeeds, and all of us succeed, Americans and immigrants alike, and even internationally. We hope that a stronger America is able to provide better global leadership and secure peace all across the world.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bejana, for that. Unfortunately, isikhathi sethu yiso esesivalekile, kodwa ke namhlanje besikhuluma ke ngodaba lokugcotshwa kukamongameli walapha eMelika. Kukhalelwa ukuthi uMnumzana Trump uzawube egcotshwa ke ngomvulo. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi ngomvulo sizalipha ke uhlelo lokugcotshwa kukamongameli kuluhlelo esizalipha lona okwesikhathi eside. Lingakhohlwa lihlale ke lithiye indlebe laphana. Silipha lolu uhlelo. Kodwa ke okwanamhlanje sesithekwazela sibonga kakhulu abenelisa ukuthi abangene kuhlelo lethu lanamhlanje, ubaba uWashington Jamela oseChicago khonapha eMelika, kanye lomnumzana Khulakwashe Bejana laye oseTexas khonapha eMelika. Kodwa ke namhlanje olivalelisayo yimi, ngisithi ke lisale kuhle. Tinotenda zvikuru nekuti maphinda omuchiro ngwa chedu cha nasi asi nguva ndo dzaita shanje. Tinotenda kuti munoramba muchitsikira Studio 7 naizvozvo. Tinotenda, thank you all for joining us. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kangqo.